Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog. Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Yes, indeed. We are back. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. Look at that big board today. Keith Getty, Charmaine Yost, Mike Huckabee, Faith Hill, Gary Sinise, Christine Nicholas, and Michael W. Smith, all because we have a most historic, a most somber, a most important weekend to remember. We will do remembering of all sorts. The life of an amazing servant who served her people faithfully for 70 years, and the heroes of 9/11 who served us with their dying breath, saving as many as they could. Welcome to a special edition of Radio Night Live.
No, and we are told that at the request of the Queen, the Coldstream Guards Band played the Star Spangled Banner. Let's listen.
Actual honor guard of the Queen herself on 9/11, standing with America. What an amazing statement, and what an amazing moment in time. The first time in 600 years that the Queen's song had not been played at that very moment. Normally, there's some sort of pomp circumstance. It's always the Queen's song. She insisted upon having the Star Spangled Banner, the song that was written to dishonor her country when it was written. She had that played for us in our moment of need. What an amazing weekend we are in the midst of. It is a historic weekend, the 21st commemoration of the attacks of 9/11. I don't call it a celebration. I don't call it an anniversary. Those are things that I look forward to. But we do commemorate. We do remember. We promised we would never forget. And we won't. Let me just give you a preview of what's coming up tonight. Owen, you can go to the big board if you want to here. We've got a very special second hour. The lady of the ladies' lounge tonight is Queen Elizabeth II. We will remember her life through the eyes of an officer of the British Empire. We will also remember her for who she was as a woman and the impact that she had on her allies here in the U.S. Keith Getty, Charmaine Yost, and Governor Mike Huckabee will all join me to discuss in the Ladies' Lounge the life of Queen Elizabeth II tonight. We also have some music in the second hour from Michael W. Smith. That will not be in keeping with the Queen, though. That will be in keeping with the other theme of the evening, which is the heroes of 9/11. I can't let this evening go by. I can't ever let 9/11 go by and not remember what happened that day. At the end of this hour, there will be a song produced with Faith Hill as the main music artist, but with actual audio that I captured manually the day of the attacks and compiled into a special arrangement. Months later, we added the video component as we were able to find graphics and other things to go with it. But it is a song that I've played on the radio or on television every year since 9/11, and we will continue with that tradition tonight as well. So we've got some things to remember, and we've got some special guests coming up in the next segment for the rest of this hour. Mr. Gary Sinise, who himself had his life remarkably changed because of 9/11. In fact, in his most recent book, he talks about how 9/11 moved him from a person of self to a person of service, and what exactly it meant and why it was so vital to him. He'll have a chance to explain. I'm also going to invite my co-host from the weeknight edition that's only heard in New York, Christine Nicholas of Nicholas and Lentz Communications. She'll be joining us as well for that discussion. So it should be good, and I look forward to that in the next little bit. And so we're going to talk about the heroes of 9/11, everything that the Gary Sinise Foundation is doing, and what they want to do in the future and yet to come. But friends, I'm always compelled on the anniversary of 9/11 to remind you that it was a very calm, peaceful, late summer day when those planes were hijacked, the people on the planes themselves terrorized, crashed into large buildings, bringing down skyscrapers, crashing one into what was the picture of our defensive strength, the Pentagon, and regardless of all of the politics that have happened since then, the amazing leadership that our president at the time, George W. Bush, showed, the amazing resilience of Congress to be able to come together and sing God Bless America on the steps of the Capitol, and the amazing resilience of the American people as we did not let terrorism stop our lives. I can't help but hold that challenge up against the one that we've just come through with the pandemic and how differently it was handled. How differently our public leaders handled it. Friends, when we come together and when we say we will not back down, we accomplish great things. But when we lock everybody up and say you have to stay in your corner and there shall be no contact, I don't know. We turned into a different country. And it's amazing to think that that different country now has allowed the Taliban to retake control of the very territory that that attack was planned from. What will happen in the days to come? I don't know. But tonight, we will remember. We will remember the heroes that rushed into the buildings and got people out to safety. Remarkably, that attack had the ability for more than 30,000 people to be killed, and we lost less than 3,000, though we do miss each of those. I'm Kevin McCullough. Back to the issue of the Queen for a moment. A bit of a story you won't hear just anywhere else.
Normally, on these picnic sites, you meet nobody, but there was two hikers coming towards us, and the Queen would always stop and say hello. And it was two Americans on a walking holiday. And it was clear from the moment we first stopped, they hadn't recognized the Queen, which is fine. And the American gentleman was telling the Queen where he came from, where they were going to next, and where they'd been to in Britain. And I could see it coming, and sure enough, he said, "Her Majesty, and where do you live?" And she said, "Well, I live in London, but I've got a holiday home just the other side of the hills." And he said, "Well, how often have you been coming up here?" "Oh," she said, "I've been coming up here ever since I was a little girl, so over 80 years. And you could see the clogs thinking. He said, "Well, if you've been coming up here for 80 years, you must have met the Queen." And as quick as a flash, says, "Well, I haven't, but Dickie meets her regularly." So the guy said to me, "Well, you've met the Queen, what's she like?" And because I was with her a long time and I knew I could pull a leg, I said, "Oh, she can be very cantankerous at times, but she's got a lovely sense of humour." Anyway, the next thing I knew, this guy comes around, put his arm around my shoulder, and before I could see what was happening, he gets his camera, gives it to the Queen, and says, "Can you take a picture of the two of us?" Anyway, we swapped places, and I took a picture of them with the Queen, and we never let on, and we waved goodbye, and then Her Majesty said to me, "I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he shows those photographs to the friends in America, and hopefully someone tells him who I am."
And hopefully somebody tells him who I am. The amazing sense of humor and sense of self-deferential importance that the Queen placed upon herself was one of just of many qualities that she had that I know so many of you admired and appreciate. One thing that I truly appreciate is her open dependence upon God and her willingness to say that she doesn't know it all, but she believed in the one who did. She had a very close friendship with Dr. Billy Graham and John Stott. She was a believer in the higher ideals, the higher opportunities. And she worked actively against those cultural sins that so easily beset so much of the Western culture during her lifetime, fighting against not just racism, but decolonizing the Commonwealth and much more. Kevin McCullough, straight ahead, a remembrance of 9/11 and Queen Elizabeth. Stay with us. Kevin McCullough, I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken
it's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
On this kind of auspicious weekend, and man, did it become ever more so yesterday, it is also the 21st commemoration of the attacks of 9/11. And if New York City had a kind of a bookmark of where its most modern era started, that would be it. COVID and the pandemic, of course, kind of the bookend of this time period that we're talking about. But 21 years ago, and Christine, I can't believe personally that it's been that long. I mean, one of the reasons that I wanted to come to New York and to be in this area was to help the city kind of, in a sense, rebound from those attacks. And you lived right through it. You were right there by Mayor Giuliani at the time and so forth. But we have a very special guest joining us tonight. We've teased it a little bit already, but someone who has done a lot for those who defended us in those days and continue to defend us even to today. Why don't you introduce our very special guest?
Well, it's a pleasure for me because I have the honor of working with the Gary Sinise Foundation. And Gary Sinise, as we know so well, many people know from Lieutenant Dan, has done so much paying it forward with the Gary Sinise Foundation. And it was a turning point. If you read his book, Grateful American, he has a chapter there as the turning point, which is 9/11 for him, in which he then started to get very involved with our troops. So I think it's incredibly fitting, and it's an honor to welcome you, Gary Sinise, to Radio Night Live.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Gary, I'm curious. There's been a lot of water under the bridge, as they say, since that very attack. In fact, just in the last couple of months, I've rewatched some of the documentaries of the events of that day, and I'm shocked by how much I forget as a consumer of this stuff every day. But what are your thoughts as we are 21 years later and as we sit and breathe? The Taliban are back in charge. They're harboring Al-Qaeda back in Afghanistan. I know that that has been a source of morale discouragement for many that served during that time. What's your thought and your message tonight?
Well, thanks for having me today. It is hard to believe that it's 21 years because so many of the people that I engage with in the community, military and first responder communities, you know, for them it's yesterday.
Yeah.
And they do a lot to keep it in the forefront because they can't forget about it. For me, it's it was a turning point. The chapter in my book, Grateful American, is called Turning Point, and that was really the September 11th chapter. And everything leading up to that point is kind of teeing up a level of service that I never really imagined. But after that terrible day and the tragic loss of life and the deployment of so many who signed up after that terrible event, and the first responders that I met, and the families, the Gold Star families and 9/11 families, everything just worked kind of in tandem to set a stage for a level of service that I could never have imagined before that. And I tried as best I can to use the spotlight that might be on me because of the movie and television business and some of that success to shine it on others. And I've met extraordinary people, because of a terrible, terrible tragedy that happened to our country. And they have motivated and inspired me. And the images of that day just, are embedded in my memory. I never forget. And I just try to do what I can to ensure that others, remember the sacrifices that have been made that were made that day and that have been made since. And certainly our Afghanistan veterans are at the forefront of that. And it's a terrible, terrible tragedy for them that 20 years of sacrifice ended up back in the hands of the Taliban. That's just a bad, bad thing.
So Gary Sinise is our guest tonight. And on 9/11, Gary, you were in California. You had just finished a successful run of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in New York on Broadway, right? And you went back, and I'm just curious if you can share with our listeners your thoughts of that day on 9/11, and then the following day or so when you tried to call the USO. I think it's quite interesting.
Well, yeah, I was doing we opened One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest on Broadway in April of 2001. And we had a 6-month contract, Christine, as I remember, you know, we put up a 6-month deal that we were supposed to run at least 6 months. That's what I signed up for. And that would have taken us to about September 16th or so. But, you know, it was an expensive show, and we were coming into the summer months. We won the Tony for Best Revival that year, that summer. But it looked like we were going to, you know, come after we won the Tony. It looked like we were going to do good business, but not great business. And we were going to kind of run for the next 3 months at sort of break-even business. So that was a very hard show to do. It was a lot of energy and it was just physically very demanding. And I said, look, if we're just going to break even for the next 3 months, let's close early and make the announcement and, you know, let everybody try to get in before we close. And so it was a good move for that. And we closed on July 29th, 2001. I left town. 2001, and the terrible tragedy of that day. And then I went on and just, you know, poured myself into doing everything possible to try and heal the broken heart that happened at that time. And it was, you know, I met extraordinary people. I volunteered for the USO. And when I did that, I remember calling up the USO and leaving a message and saying, well, I'm Gary Sinise and I'd like to go on a tour. And then I didn't hear anything back. And then I called back again. I said, Gary Sinise calling again. I very much like to go visit our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. And can you call me back? And I didn't get a call back. So I was like, what's going on? Why is it so hard? So I called back the third time and I said, I'm the guy that played Lieutenant Dan. Can you give me a call back? And I'd like to go on a tour. And sure enough, you know, within a couple of minutes, I got a call back.
Oh, my goodness.
They finally figured out who Gary Sinise was, you know,
That's too rich to be true, but I know that it is. We're talking with Gary Sinise. We got to take a quick break. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live, a very special edition this weekend, focusing on 9/11 and where we are today. Stay here.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
I have long talked about the good work of the foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation. Christine has mentioned it many times. We've done features on it, doing great work, but we haven't had a chance to interface with Gary himself. And so, Gary, thank you for taking time again to be with us. You were telling us about your memories of the exact day of 9/11 itself. And, you know, for the longest time, there was progress. We chased the Taliban into caves, and we got rid of Al-Qaeda, and we destroyed them. We took a lot of their guys and put them in Gitmo, and we, beyond that, felt like we needed to go take care of weapons in Iraq and do some other things. And we were, the story was all positive and all on offense and all bad guys on the run. And then it seemed like something got tripped because we were just there forever. And I think people got fatigued with that. And I'm curious, when that began to happen, did you feel concern that support for our men and women in uniform was fatiguing as well?
Well, I'm always concerned about that, frankly. That's why I spend so much time, and I think so much of that comes from the Vietnam experience. I go back to the Vietnam days, and I have Vietnam veterans in my family, and
yeah,
and I remember the impression that they and fellow Vietnam veterans made on me way back in the 70s and 80s. When I started to get to know them and interact with them and support them in various ways in the Chicago area, and what it was like for them to go serve in the jungles of Southeast Asia and then come home to a nation that was, you know, really torn apart over the war, and the Vietnam veteran fell through the cracks and they were treated very badly. And then when we started deploying to Iraq and Afghanistan, I remember feeling very, you know, compelled, you know, to try to ensure that these deploying service members would feel appreciated. And I didn't want what happened to our Vietnam veterans to happen to our Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. So I volunteered and I started going out and I started supporting charities and I'm visiting the hospitals and going to the war zones and entertaining with a band and trying to do everything I could to make sure that they knew they were appreciated. Going to Afghanistan and Iraq and visiting small, forward operating bases and visiting the hospitals in the war zones and all of that. Whatever I could do to just try to play a role in trying to make sure that people that were deploying in reaction to what happened on September 11th, that they knew that there was a grateful nation behind them. And I remember in the heat of the Iraq war, there was a lot of divisiveness in our country about whether we should be in Iraq or not. And, I remember being over there and sitting with a group of troops and watching television and watching the news and everything on the news about what was going on in Iraq was negative. It was all bad. And I had just been out that day in a convoy with troops that were delivering school supplies to schools there and helping them. So there was a whole aspect of what was going on in Iraq that was where our troops were doing very honorable and noble work that wasn't being reported. And I felt like something similar was happening to our Iraq veterans that happened to our Vietnam veterans, which was just a negative, negative, negative stuff. And so that motivated me even more to get out there and just make sure that I let them know that I appreciated them. And our Afghanistan veterans now, watching the Taliban raise their flag after 20 years of sacrifice over there, they're struggling. And I'm glad I have a foundation, and I'm glad that there are multiple military nonprofits, many of which that I supported in the past before I had my own, that are out there trying to do what they can to support our service members and certainly to support our Afghanistan veterans. They should know that what they did in Afghanistan did not go for naught. They prevented another 9/11 from happening. No attacks on the United States were planned in the mountains of Afghanistan for 20 years. Women and girls were free for all that time, and it was because our service members deployed there. Now, did we stay too long? Did the mission get confused? Yes, I think that is true. But the service members served honorably. They did good work.
They did everything that was asked of them. Yeah. All right. We got to take another break. Our very special guest, Gary Sinise. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough. Oh.
So glad to have you with us. Those of you who know Christine Nicholas joins me on a regular basis, particularly Friday nights in New York on the local edition of Radio Night Live. We're glad to have her, of course. And Gary Sinise, our very special guest, of course, the innovator and the founder of the Gary Sinise Foundation, cleverly titled. Gary, we've really appreciated hearing from your heart tonight, because if there's something that I feel personally is a little bit lacking is this vision that we really have to be vigilant for the betterment of those that do put the uniform on and defend us. I have a brother-in-law who's forward active duty Navy pilot right now. He's got several years left, a couple of deployments. He's got a whole battalion, you know, unit under him now, and he continues to have concerns about, you know, what are we going to face as a nation? There's going to be more conflict. There are going to be other things they're going to be called on to do. And without the support of people like you and reminding the American people every day of the sacrifice that they make on our behalf, that would largely go unnoticed. So thank you for all of your efforts. Christine, I know you wanted to get into, we've talked about the past, but in these last few minutes, let's talk about what Gary Sinise Foundation is doing now.
Well, Gary is, of course, the best spokesperson for it, but I'm just so impressed with the RISE program, which is giving homes to wounded warriors. And also, he's got the Day of Giving that's coming up, this Day of Service in honor of 9/11. He also helps with not only disabled, but the mentally disabled, which, of course, you can't see from the outside. But the foundation has just done a fantastic job. So we thank you, Gary. We thank you, your entire team, for everything that you've done over the last 21 years. But tell us what's on the minds of those that would look at the website for the Gary Sinise Foundation and tell us what your next moves are.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, as I said, one of the ways that that I found that I could serve well way back when was by volunteering for multiple nonprofits that are in this space, first responder space or veterans, Gold Star families, working with our wounded. So I just started raising my hand years ago to help raise awareness and raise funds and support these efforts. And then when I decided to create the Gary Sinise Foundation in 2010, we created a pretty broad mission at the Gary Sinise Foundation. So we do a lot of different things. I wanted to do that because that was what I was doing before I started the foundation. So we are in multiple areas of mental wellness and education and building communities. And some of the things that we're doing at the Gary Sinise Foundation, as you mentioned, Christine, we're building homes for severely wounded. That's something that I started working on back in 2009 or 10 before I had the foundation. I was raising money to help other nonprofits who were getting into the home building area, and we all kind of started at the same time. And since then, you know, once I started my foundation, we created a program. It's called RISE, Restoring Independence, Supporting Empowerment. And that's what we're doing with the homes. The homes are smart technology homes, specially adapted. They're mortgage free. They take the burden of how am I going to pay for my house off the wounded veteran. And they are each individually designed to meet the challenges, the physical challenges that the wounded service member is going through. So that is a very, very special program. You can learn more about that at the Gary Sinise Foundation website, GarySiniseFoundation.org. We have Gold Star Family programs. One of the great programs we have at the Gary Sinise Foundation is called Snowball Express. It specifically focuses on the children of our fallen heroes, and there are thousands of them going back to the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. So we are focused, and that is all about mental wellness. You know, we want to lift these children up. We want to help them through their grief. We want to give them encouragement and support, and we want to show them that they're not alone. And so we do community events all over the country throughout the year, and our signature event is held at Disney World, where right before Christmas time, we'll bring 1,000 children into Disney World, and we will give them a 4 or 5 day all-expense-paid trip where they can be together as one community of service members of our fallen heroes, or children of our fallen heroes. And this is very, very profound. I mean, it's moving. I started supporting that before it was an initiative at my own foundation. It was started by a couple of people who wanted to bring some kids to Disneyland, and then it became a 501c3, and then we folded it into the Gary Sinise Foundation as an initiative under our relief and resiliency program. Those are just a couple of signature programs of the Gary Sinise Foundation, but we do multiple things. And it's all, the heartbeat of everything is to give support, show appreciation, express our gratitude, and lift people up. I wrote a book in 2019 called Grateful American. I am a grateful American for the men and women who serve our country. I know where my freedom comes from. I don't take it for granted. and I want to do everything I can to support the men and women who serve and defend our country and who protect our cities. And that's one of the things that we're doing from the 13th of September to the 15th of September. We're providing about 2,500 meals to about 220 different firehouses throughout New York City through our Serving Heroes program as a tribute and a salute and in remembrance of all those who were lost on that terrible day 21 years ago.
Well, Gary has a saying, is you can always do a little more, right? And so it's always, there's always more to do. Tell us, what is exactly the phrase that you say? I should know it, but I want to hear it from you.
Well, there's various versions of it, but I always say that we can never do enough for the men and women who serve our country, but we can always try to do a little bit more for them and their families just to show our appreciation, our gratitude. And that can be from, you know, writing a big check to a military or first responder nonprofit, or just patting somebody on the back when you see them walking through the airport to buy them a meal, whatever. If you never know when you see a service member walking around, you know, you never know if that person just lost 10 friends in some helicopter crash or something like that. And just walking up to that person and patting them on the back and telling them thank you for what you do for our country, that can make a difference.
GarySinisFoundation.org, GarySinisFoundation.org. Go and give that gift. Gary, thank you for your time tonight. We truly appreciate it. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Never forget.
It is absolutely an appalling day, not only here in Manhattan, but also in Washington, where the Pentagon also was apparently the subject of a strike by one of these hijacked airliners flying bombs, really. The Pentagon still very much on fire. The damage there perhaps not as severe as it is at the World Trade Center, but clearly America is under attack.
It's not easy trying to understand how the world can be so cold, stealing the souls of man. Clouded skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with the fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta believe there's a better place where our Father waits, and every tear He'll wipe away. The darkness will be gone, the weak shall be strong. Hold on to your faith. There will come a day.
Our police department, our fire department, and our emergency people are being stretched to the limit.
There will come a day.
I'm sure we've also lost a significant number of them.
Wars are raging, lives are scattered, innocence is lost, and hopes are shattered. The old are forgotten, the children are forsaken. In this world we're living, is there anything sacred? There's a better place where our Father waits, and every tear He'll wipe away. The darkness will be gone, the weak shall be strong.
That the loss of life is going to be very great indeed.
Many of the important institutions here in Chicago shut down as a result of the United States terrorist acts that have occurred.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
You prepare for the worst, but you don't believe it'll happen, that this is the worst.
The construction workers just hung their signs outside. God bless America, and pray for families and victims.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 20.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.